sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
All right, it is 24 minutes to 8 and lots of sports news for you to talk about this morning.
There is, and lots of good news as well, because Rashida Adelecki from Tala announced herself on the world stage yesterday. She had a blistering run in the final of the women's 400 metres at the European Championships in Munich. She ended up finishing fifth. She set a new Irish record, 50.53, from the disadvantageous lane one. Now, she's only 19, and she admitted being slightly disappointed not to have won a medal, but it's only her first year over 400 metres. That's incredible for someone in their first year in that event. And she said afterwards that she wished she had more in her legs in the last 50 metres, but she kind of made a mistake. As she turned onto the home straight, she looked at the big screen and saw she was in third place in a medal position. And she feels that maybe she shouldn't have done that, because it threw her off a bit. She spoke with Gary Moran afterwards.
Well, I just knew that I didn't get a medal. I crossed the line, I didn't see the times or anything. You know, I seen first place, second place, third place come up, I was like, oh, I'm not there. And after that, I was like, at this point, you know, it could be anything. I saw my name come up, national record. I honestly can't complain. Like, after such a long season I have, I'm happy to be here, honestly.
And running out of lane one.
Running out of lane one, yes, truly. Like, you know, I'm a believer of, like, no excuses. I was in lane one. If I was good enough, I'd win. So yeah, I was in lane one. That was really tight for me, but I don't like to make excuses. I wasn't the best today, and that's it.
Okay, but you're smiling now.
Yeah,
anyway.
You know, national record out of lane one. Just me being here, like, I'm just grateful to not be injured and just to be successfully able to move on and hopefully help the girls to a final or win a medal in the 4x4.
And against the quality of runner you were up against, like Femke Ball taking gold again, you were 0.24, less than quarter of a second outside a medal at a senior European.
Yeah, you know, I have to take it, do you know what I mean? There's going to be more Europeans and I'm going to be able to be more experienced, but then hopefully I'll be challenging for gold.
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
Yes, yeah. Great attitude. Anyway, well done to Rashida. Now, Andrew Coskren is also in a final. He goes tonight in the men's 1500 metres finals, and amongst the other Irish athletes in action today hoping to advance, Thomas Barr. He's in this morning's semi-finals of 400 metres hurdles. He won his heat yesterday. And in swimming, Mona McSharry finished her campaign at the European Championships with a third appearance in the final. In the 50 metres breaststroke, she was 7th. In the diving, Tanya Watson was 7th, and Kira McGing was 9th in the women's 10 metres platform final. Now, a big task for Shamrock Rovers in Hungary this evening. They take on Ferencváros in the first leg of the Europa League playoff. Rovers have quite a few injuries, but their manager Stephen Bradley says they just simply have to step up. The game is on RT2 at 5:30. And the Shelburne women's team are also in European action. They face a big step up in quality. They take on Pomjore of Slovenia in the Champions League Round 1 qualifier semi-final. At the RDS, it's been a clean sweep for Irish riders on day one of the Dublin Horse Show. Paul O'Shea and Machu Picchu took today's feature class, the Irish Sport Classic. Earlier, Richard Howley guided Fame to victory in the Minerva Stakes, and Mikey Pender won the Speed Stakes. Dublin GA has backed their senior football manager Desi Farrell by handing him a new 2-year contract extension that will see him remain in situ until at least 2024. In cricket, lots of dramas. George Dockrell edged Ireland to a T20 International Series victory over Afghanistan in a tense conclusion to a rain-affected decider in Belfast. Dockrell hit the decisive run as the home side clinched a 3-2 series win by 7 wickets after reaching a reduced target of 56 with 2 balls of their 7 allotted overs to spare. In golf, Quentin Carew is the AIG Irish Men's Amateur Close Champion. The 31-year-old Garda from Edenderry, now playing out of Castleknock, was the number 64 seed, but he defeated Ireland international Hugh Foley of Royal Dublin on the 20th hole at Headford with an eagle. Carew spent most of his golfing life in Edenderry, but joined Castleknock this year due to work commitments. He returns to Tala Garda Station tomorrow, himself and Rashida, both bringing success to Tala this week. Now, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power will play together in round one of the BMW Championship at Wilmington, the second of the 3 FedEx Cup playoff events. Rory McIlroy, who missed the cut last week, is also in action. The Irish women's hockey team have a big game tonight. They take on Poland in Abbottstown, the match, the first of their qualifiers for the top rank of the European Championships. There's extra seating put in, so if you get along there, it gets underway at 7:30. And in racing, after Baid's hugely impressive win in the Judmont at York yesterday, the focus today is on the Darley Yorkshire Oaks. There's also racing in Killarney, and that starts at 4:30.